This weekend, NASA will attempt to bring back from space some of the building blocks of life. That's what scientists believe are aboard a spacecraft called Stardust. It's carrying thousands of microscopic particles cast off by a comet. These particles are more than 4 billion years old, and they could provide clues to the origins of the solar system and even life on Earth. The last landing of this type, though, ended with a crash, an embarrassment for the space agency. NPR's Howard Berkus reports on this attempted landing at the Dugway Proving Ground in the desert west of Salt Lake City.
NASA likes this remote desert setting for its unmanned landings because it's vast and secure. Military ranges cover thousands of square miles. Only antelope, jackrabbits, and wild horses roam free. And there's plenty of open space if something goes wrong, like the last time this was attempted.
Impact at 5855 past the hour.
We have impact bearing 2008 miles.
Do you have an altitude?
That's impact, sir, ground level.
The unmanned Genesis spacecraft smashed into the soft desert soil here 16 months ago. Its parachutes had failed to open because the sensor that triggers them was installed backward. The same system of sensor and parachutes is supposed to bring stardust gently to Earth. NASA Mission System Manager Ed Hurst is confident it'll work this time.
We took the lessons we learned at Genesis and we went through a very rigorous and extensive process of looking at the stardust sample return capsule, digging up the blueprints, going through all the testing that was done pre-launch, and we're convinced that that is not going to happen on Stardust. But there is some residual risk that something could happen on return. We think the probability of that is very low at this point.
If Stardust lands softly, imagine its bragging rights, the fastest Earth re-entry ever at more than 28,000 miles an hour, the first solid samples from space in more than 30 years, the deepest penetration of the universe for a spacecraft returning to Earth, and the first ever round trip to a comet. That took close to 7 years, 3 billion miles, and more than $200 million. Here's the potential payoff: clues to the origins of the solar system and maybe even life itself. Don Brownlee is a University of Washington astronomer and principal investigator for the Stardust mission.
We're actually just using the comet as a carrier, as sort of a library that scarfed up the building blocks of the solar system, preserved them far from the sun at low temperatures for 4.5 billion years, and have now dumped them off. We grabbed them 2 years ago.
And now they're headed for a desert landing before dawn Sunday. Stardust combed the cloudy exterior of a comet called Vild 2 for thousands of particles of primitive dust. The comet is a frozen chunk of dust and ice, which traveled from the cold fringes of the solar system to the relative warmth of the interior. Melting freed the dust, which predates the sun, the planets, and life. Astronomer Don Brownlee.
And these are literally the building blocks of our planetary system. Personally, I feel a strong attachment to this thing, and we should all feel a strong attachment to it, because the fact is all the atoms in our bodies, the carbon atoms, and the oxygen, and the nitrogen, and the potassium, and calcium, and so forth, all those atoms were in stardust grains, like coming out of that comet now, before the solar system formed.
Scientists hope that studying the comet particles will tell us more about how we came to be. The studies will begin after Stardust's cargo is retrieved and shipped to the Johnson Space Center in Houston. There should be enough cosmic dust to keep scientists busy for decades. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Dugway Proving Ground, Utah.